So yesterday we discussed verses 5, 6 and 7. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون. Those who guard their private parts. إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين. Except from their wives or the slave girls that they possess. For them they are free of blame. For them they are free from blame. فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون. Then whoever seeks beyond that, it is they who are the transgressors. All right. Now, yesterday we explained that slavery is a different topic and we're not dealing with it here. But this verse is saying that you're not expected to suppress your sexual desire to be considered to be a successful believer. No, you are expected to satisfy your sexual desires through the legitimate means. And here it's your spouses. But even with spouses, there's a particular framework. You can't satisfy your desires with your spouse at a time when your spouse has menses. You are limited to a maximum of 4 spouses as a man. You can't go and take a 5th and say, well, it's my wife and therefore it's permissible for me. And the other prohibited things, you know, prohibited acts within the marriage, like being intimate in the back passage or prior to marriage or even in marriage, I mean, to have an illicit relationship, masturbation. All of these things are included here, if not directly, then indirectly, the scholars say, because they are mentioned in other verses and they are mentioned in other texts, statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc. So Allah is saying, protecting of your private parts does not mean you totally suppress your desires, your sexual desires. Protecting of your private parts means that you satisfy yourself through the halal avenues, at the halal times, in the halal ways, within the halal framework, otherwise you are a transgressor. Now the next one, Allah says, the next quality of al-mu'minun al-muflihun, the believers who are successful, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ, those who are observant of their trusts and pledges. Now trust in every sense here, trust where you've got people's money or you've got their valuables, trust in terms of your word, when you've given your word to someone, trust in terms of not divulging information that you're not supposed to divulge. Trust in terms of, you know, fulfilling and honoring your employer's time, not stealing your employer's time, doing the job that you need to do. All of that falls under the fulfilling of trust. And there are multiple hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the narration of Anas radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seldom delivered a sermon without adding that beware. The person bereft of trustworthiness has no iman, and the person who does not fulfill pledges has no deen. Your pledge to Allah, you need to be trustworthy there also. You know, we pledge to worship Allah alone, to do that which is compulsory for us to do, to abstain from that which is haram for us. So that's also a trust. Gatherings are a trust. The person who seeks counsel from you, that's a trust. To lie to someone when they assume you to be speaking the truth, that's a betrayal of a trust. There's the narration of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a hypocrite can be recognized by 3 traits. Even though he performs salah and he fasts and he claims to be a Muslim, 1, when he speaks, he lies. 2, he breaches his pledges. And 3, he betrays a trust kept with him. So speaking the truth, fulfilling promises, returning trust placed in your care, all of these things, safeguarding your private organs, lowering your gazes, restraining your hands, these are what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discussed, that if you give me guarantee of them, I will give you guarantee of Jannah. So there are multiple ahadith in this regard. There's one more quality then to follow in terms of what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala lists here as the qualities of the believers who are successful, and we will discuss that quality in our next discussion, inshallah.